the preaching of the cross. It is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. For the preaching of the cross, it is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God.
Hello listeners, this is the Power of Endless Life, brought to you courtesy of Plumet Publishing, a Christian publishing house. Our goal on this program is to present to you Christ, His cross, and His church. I am your host, John Adichoro Olua. Listeners, we ask the Lord to bless us as we come again today. We've been sharing from foundational truths, as we have seen in Hebrews chapter 6. And today we are continuing because we are here to fully deal with all the issues here. And we've been dealing with these issues, these seven issues of the first principles of the oracles of God. For those of you who are just joining us, the first principles of the oracles of God are found in Hebrews chapter 6 from verse 1 to verse 3. There are seven of them. The first one is the doctrine of Christ, which is talking about Christ and the Godhead. The next one is repentance from dead works. The third is faith toward God. The fourth is doctrine of baptisms. And the fifth is laying on of hands. The sixth is resurrection of the dead. And finally, the seventh is eternal judgment. We have been dealing with in the last few weeks on the issue of eternal judgment. We feel this is very important and weighty matters. We are spending much time on this. I would trust that those of you who are patiently following and are being blessed as we go on. I want to read that passage again, Hebrews chapter 6, from verse 1 to 3. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms and of laying on of hands and of resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. And this we do if God permit. Last week we were dealing with the issue of judgment seat of Christ, that we shall all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. And we look at what we are to be judged, our work shall be judged. And whatever we have done in the body, we are here on this planet, shall be judged. And then whatever we have produced, our work for the Lord shall be judged. And we see in that scripture, Paul is sure that if either we appear and when we are tested, he said the day shall reveal it, the fire shall reveal it, what kind of work we have done. And then we see there the need that God is saying he is expecting us to be gold, silver, precious stone, and not to be wood, hay, and stubble. And we explained all this last week. Today we want to continue. And what we want to do today, we want to see some of the parables that the Lord gave. We want to see the issue of judgment, because some of these parables, they convey to us the issue of judgment or eternal judgment. And we want to look at the parable in Matthew 25 from verse 14. And it says, for the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and deliver unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them other 5 talents. And likewise he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and dig in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of these servants cometh and reckoned with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant, thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that hath received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents besides them. His Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Then he which hath received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not stored. I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast had, that is thine. Verse 26, his Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knowest that I reap where I sow not, and gather where I have not strored. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I will have received my own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto everyone that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, where shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So we see here, this parable is revealing something about God's heart, about issue of eternal judgment. We can see here, we call this parable of the talents. The Lord is saying here, this man, this wealthy man, this man of the kingdom gave talent to his servant. We believe that this man here is the Lord himself, and he gave talent to the first one. He gave 5, and the one that he gave 5 to, and when the master came back, he said to the master, I have gained another 5. And then the one that he was given to also came back and said, I have gained another 2. And then we see that the master commended them. Remember that in this scripture, we are told that they were given severally according to their ability. So God gave them this talent according to the ability they had. So what we are given is according to the ability. God gives to us what he knows we can handle according to our ability. The one who received 5, received 5 because of his ability to manage and to use that 5. The other one, the one who got 2, is according to his ability. The one who got 1 is according to his ability. And you can see that the Lord here commended these 2 servants who had done well, referred to them, thou good and faithful servant. The judgment is based on their faithfulness, and that they have been faithful, they have been resourceful, and they have done well. And then we see the 3rd person who, according to his ability, was given 1, and he said, well, Lord, I know that you are a very hard man. You reap where you do not sow, so I kept it. I don't want you to come and not find at least 1. And the master or the Lord of this servant was wroth with him, was angry with him, and he said to him, he called him that he's a wicked servant, he's a slothful servant, and then he determined his judgment. Now, I want you to see here that what the master said to him that is of importance to us in this discussion or in this message, what he says to him in verse 30, and cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Now, we see here that he was not just rebuked, he was not just called wicked, slothful, but he was banished to outer darkness. We need to understand this. What does it mean when the scripture talks about outer darkness? Remember, we are dealing with the judgment seat of Christ, that we are going to be judged according to what we have done in this body. Our work is going to be judged. What we have done for the Lord is going to be judged. So it's the work of this servant that is being judged here. What they did with what gave to them revealed their character, revealed who they are. Faithfulness was what the 2 servants displayed. This other one displayed wickedness. Thou wicked. First, I want you to see that what the Lord calls wickedness often is not what we call wickedness. The Lord says here to this servant, you are a wicked person. Wickedness in the scripture. And I have done a little and I've looked at what is it that God calls wickedness. And what is it that man calls wickedness? For instance, I'd like to give you two or three scriptures here. The reason why this servant was judged this way is because according to James chapter 4 verse 17, they say for us to know how to do good and not to do it is a sin. Let me read that to you, James 4 verse 17. It says, therefore to him that knoweth to do good and do it not, to him it is sin. So this man had committed a sin by not using what was given to him. The Lord was displeased with him. He called him wicked. Wicked. Now, I want to read Malachi chapter 3, verse 18. Malachi is the last book of the Old Testament. I also want to see what it says about wickedness or being wicked. Malachi 3, verse 18. And it says this, then shall he return, referring to the law, and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. He who has been given the opportunity to serve God with his talents and ability and refuses to serve him faithfully with his talents or the endowment or the opportunities that have been given to him. He says he's coming to discern that and to separate them. So they are called wicked there as well. Now, there are so many scriptures about wickedness. I won't bore you with all that, but I would like to refer to one again. In Psalm 37 verse 21, it said, the wicked man is one who borrows and does not repay. I'm saying this so that we can understand the way God looks at the issue. Sometimes we think a wicked person is a person who is out there robbing or who is there doing wicked evil and killing people. Yes, that's wickedness. And that's what we call utter wickedness. But also wickedness for such things. Wickedness is also for those who are given the privilege, the opportunity, are given talents to serve God, and they refuse to serve God faithfully. Now, that's important. I hope we pick that. Now, one of the things that I also think is important we look at here is this, that the severity of the judgment here. This is at the Lord's coming. This is part of the judgment at the judgment seat of Christ. It's a judgment that is to address what we have done. Being Christians, what we have done for the Lord or what we have not done. The talents that have been given to us, opportunities that have been given to us that we have not fully utilized. We have even kept without even using it at all. Remember that the two of them gain another five. God is looking for 100% from us. I'm not sure this person, if he has said, Lord, you gave me five and I'm able to get two or three, that the Lord will have commended him and said, thou good and faithful. It didn't say just faithful, it said good. Good meaning you have done well. You have performed well. You have been faithful to that which has been given to you. Okay? So, I don't think the one who was given two, if he had just made one and said, Lord, well, you gave me two, but I'm able to make one, this is making it three. Well, he's done something. But I'm not sure he would have gotten that commendation he got from the Lord. And let's see the severity of the judgment that this person gave. The scripture said, the Lord said, throw him to where? To outer darkness. Where there be what? Weeping and gnashing of teeth. I don't think that is a place to go. And then you will see the scriptures so many places in the New Testament, mostly spoken by the Lord himself. And I want to let us see some of them. If that's all we can do today, that would be good, because it's important that we see this judgment of being cast into the outer darkness. Now, let's go to Matthew 24, and they want to see how the Lord repeatedly used this phrase. Matthew 24 and then verse 45 to 51, and it says here, who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his Lord had made ruler over his household to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say to you, that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. And if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and what? Gnashing of teeth. This is another issue of accountability. Here is also saying a man has been given responsibility to feed, to be a householder, to look after people for God, and he's been given opportunity to serve. And then he didn't. And then he begins to quarrel and to fight and to smite his fellow servants. and to accuse them and to drink and to be drunk and all that. I said, and he has forgotten that he's been given an assignment. His master will come. And the worst issue is that we cut him off or cut him asunder and we send him to a place of weeping and gnashing of teeth. Very serious issues when it comes to accountability, the privileges we have been given, the opportunities we have been given. We are not free to do what we like with these things. Listener, we are not free. Let me read again from Matthew chapter 8, verse 12. We're looking at what it means to be sent to outer darkness for our failure to please the master. Matthew chapter 8, and it's here he's talking about another issue here. Let me read from verse 10. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said unto them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith. No, not in Israel. And I say unto you that many shall come from east and west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Please hear the addition. The important thing in this scripture we are reading in Matthew chapter 8 is the fact that it says it's the children of the kingdom. So here is about the centurion who went to the Lord and asked the Lord to heal his servant. And the centurion said to the Lord, I'm not even worthy that you come into my house. Just speak the word. Just speak your word. And the Lord said, I've never found such a faith. And it says here that many who will come from the east and they will enter into the kingdom of God, and the son and the children and the daughters of the kingdom will be sent into outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Again, he's talking about us, God's people, the children of the kingdom, for not even having faith. Let's look at it again. I want to read Matthew 22, verse 13. Now, we're looking at this. What does it mean? What does this mean? What can we do and be sent into this outer darkness where there'll be gnashing means, where there's regret? Regret at what? Opportunities we have been given to do good, to serve the Lord that we have not utilized or we have missed or we have wasted. Matthew 22 and verse 13, and it says, then said the king to the servant, bind him hand and foot, and take him away and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but few are chosen. Here, the Lord is talking about the one who was invited to the wedding, and he came to the wedding without the wedding garment. So when the feast was already going on, and then the king came to examine those who had been invited, the scripture says in verse 11, and when the king came to see the guests, there a man which had not on a wedding garment. This is also very, very important. We'll come back to this. But again, you see, the wedding feast was on. The king who had invited came and found this man without the wedding garment. We have explained what this wedding garment is all about, but we're still going to see it in this scripture. Again, he said, because of this, you should be cast to where? Outer darkness. For many are called, but few are what? Are chosen. So we see again, for not having the garment, having been invited, for not having the garment, he was called, but he failed to meet up. The garment. We have shared in this place that the garment here is not a physical garment. It's a garment that is speaking about righteousness of the saint, the salvation of the soul. We have shared this. We will still explain this as we go on. But today we are looking at what can make a Christian to be sent into this outer darkness. Matthew 25 verse 30. And he says, and cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of what? Of teeth. So we see here again that this happens there. This is also being sent to outer darkness. Now, I still have one or two scriptures before we conclude. So let's go to the book of Luke. About two or three witnesses, the truth shall be established. Luke chapter 12, verse 42 to 46. 42 to 46. And the Lord said, who then is that faithful and wise steward whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household to give them their portion of meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find him so doing. Of a truth I say unto you that he will make him ruler over all that he had. Remember that these two servants who did well said, I will make you ruler. That shows to us that our service here on earth is not the end of service. Our service, when we do faithfully, is only qualifying us to serve the Lord fully in the next world, in the world to come, in the kingdom of God. Now in verse 45, but if that servant said in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to beat the men servants and maidens, and to eat and drink, and to be drunk, the Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him, and an hour when he is not aware, and he will cut him in asunder, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. He says, with the hypocrites. We read in the book of Matthew, he said, with the hypocrites. Here he said, with unbelievers. With the hypocrites, with unbelievers. We can see here that this outer darkness is a place for unbelievers, is a place for the hypocrites. Okay, I want to read again Luke 13, verse 24. And it says here in verse 24, strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. Once the master of the house is risen up and has shut to the door, and ye began to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I knew you not, whence ye are. Then shall ye begin to say, we have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our street. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not, whence ye are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. Then shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, when ye shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourself thrust out. And they shall come from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south, and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. And behold, there are last which shall be first, and there are first which shall be last. So we see this scripture, and there may be more scriptures that we can look at about this outer darkness. But what we have seen today, we are looking at eternal judgment. We are looking at what can bring us to the wrong side of God's judgment. And then we are seeing this servant. They are called servants. They are called God's people. They are called children of the kingdom of God. And yet, for one reason or the other, the Lord of glory said they should be sent into outer darkness, where there will be gnashing of regrets. And outer darkness, where unbelievers are also cast into, where hypocrites are cast into, and so they are sent here. Very important that we understand this. There are serious, serious issues about issue of eternal judgment. I ask that the Lord will help us. We hope to continue. We've not yet concluded. We have not yet landed, because obviously we have not answered some of the questions. What is this outer darkness? We want to see it in the scripture. We have seen why they were sent there. We have seen what they did for them to go there. We have seen the kind of people that are sent there. They're not unbelievers. They are servants of God. They are children of the kingdom. And they are sent into this outer darkness. There's many questions we have to ask in the light of other scriptures. We hope that you have been blessed. We hope that you will do like the Berean Christians who haven't heard. They went and to search and to seek. We trust that you also will take your scriptures and you begin to search and to seek and see this outer darkness. To look at our lives, let the word of God be a mirror. As I teach this and as I share this with you, I tremble at the word of God. Like Paul will say, in fear and in trembling, that we come to speak this word to us so that we can see it and be prepared. For we can see that it's coming. It's not very far away. And we need to get ready. And we need to see the scriptures. And we need to allow the scriptures to rule us. Not our opinions, not what we think, not what we feel, not what our denominations are saying, not what our leaders are saying, but what the scriptures are saying. The rule of the scriptures over us as God's people. May ye be our portion. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you.
This message, The Power of Endless Life, is brought to you courtesy Plummet Publishing, a Christian publishing house. You can call us on these phone numbers, 0803-392-2585 and 0706-3890-315. I take it again, 0803-392-2585, 0706-3890-315. You can also send us an email through the following email addresses: endlesslifeabuja@yahoo.com and endlesslifeabuja@gmail.com. I take it again, endlesslifeabuja@yahoo.com and endlesslifeabuja@gmail.com. You can also visit our website, www.plummetmission.org. The signature tune is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 18 of King James Version. Thanks to our regular host, John Adejoro Olua, our producers and our sound engineers. Please join us again, same time next week, and God bless you.
For the preaching of the cross, it is to them the peril.